When you're done with the meeting, just take your microphones off, and it would be helpful if you could come let me know. I'm just across the hall in this big office over there. Just let me know if you're finished. Thanks.
Well, I tell you, we've got Congo T-Y infraction. If you control the click nostrils, it will play where it should be.
Yeah. I'm just like sort of like preparing people for. It looks like really nothing. It looks like basically less than their stuff, but actually they've written a whole underlying different structure now, and if we hooked it up with my display, then we should fairly easily from now get to a stage where we can like select individual segments and click on them and then play that part in a compressed way and display dense information. Now at the moment the application is...
We should probably set the sizes because that's such an easy thing.
Yes, sure. But so at the moment we have a dialog act window, and a graphical display. I'm not sure.
Missing the sound.
The interesting thing is the sound came when I tried it last time after I had triggered off something by clicking on something.
Oh, there.
Yeah, there suddenly they come. Probably they're just slowly loading. And they don't hit the buttons yet. So at the moment the display is still decoupled from it. It's loading your data. I'm not quite sure. It probably looks like Vera's data.
That's Vera's data.
From the looks of it.
But the segments are just made up.
Yeah, the segments are made up at the moment. The code's there for integrating real segments. And this is summarized based on just where I stayed at the moment from some part of the meeting. So we're not loading the whole thing at the moment yet properly. But the important thing is this is summarized based on... I realize I'm almost pointing at my screen, you don't see. So this stuff is summarized based on these intensity measures. And we don't have the exact audio record for this, which should be said, could have just copied it. So just to show, Dave has put a music file in there. And the music file is playing without gaps. That's because the way how we handle it at the moment is that Dave prepares an audio file, creates an audio file dynamically from just the chunks that you want to have. And that runs in sync with what we have in there. I'm not sure why I'm making it loud. It's just. So we see that running along with the playing of the music, we see the highlighted dialog acts.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
You can also control click on the dialog acts and it will play that section of the file as well.
Okay. So, and that already, this part already is dynamically created. Let's just load it with adjustments then just to see a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
Where?
Oh, that one looks almost good. Just you need to.
So, which version of my data was it?
The sequential one,
the very first one.
Yeah.
We were like doing this, we were just concerned with the whole.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter.
What am I looking for? Am I looking for a data manager? Where am I looking? Is it where the file names are?
Where do I call your display?
Is it here where it's importance file?
No, it's on your display where it calls which one to get. You just need to change your flag.
In my display?
I think it must be, unless I pass you it.
How do you do the summary?
Oh, no, actually, yeah, you can change it for in the summary when the summary gets called in program manager. You can do it.
So, are you basing it on certain lecture
logs?
It's
just
at
the top.
Okay.
Okay, so what do you say?
The easiest thing is in program manager where it makes the summary. It's probably the best place to do it.
You know where that is? Just about?
It'll be above that. Down this can be after the data manager's
main. In this routine.
Yeah, our new summary.
There's something read importance with a 0 and there's read word importance with a 1.
Yeah.
So let's hop those around.
It. Maybe it'll be in the summary constructor then.
what's the difference? So this is
I
really
read them into separate arrays, and then you can just change a flag to select one, which one it gives that.
So let's just swap the file name around for now.
Yeah, if you want.
I want that to crash anything.
That should be fine.
Oh yeah, and we really leave a zombie with the file with it.
Yeah, I should make a new constructor that lets you set the flag.
So you have time this afternoon?
Yeah.
So this shows, if we see anything at all that we see at the moment, at least that we're definitely having a different summary, just because we're having a different importance measure. So you see that it does something like at the moment. I think this
that's
was
the old
yeah, that's an old version. So it shows. so if you think about how the old version happened, then you see it makes sense that words like prosody, just like a thing, if that was the only utterance, that probably scored quite well and stuff. Let's get these buttons there.
Yeah. It's weird online. It can
probably all these oohs and ahems are spelled differently in the thing now. It's the problem. Should generalize.
Unfortunately, I didn't get the bar on the display working just yet, but that should give more.
Ah, that's a very old one, rather. I think those S's and D's and some of the single letters are because of the problem with my...
Yeah, no, this is very old. We just never bought the Caltech stuff because we were working on. So we see that we have a very different density curve as well for this one. And... Yeah, so from here we go, and it hopefully won't be too difficult to now, first of all, put the right segments in, put a sliding bar into this so that people see where they are. So I'm constantly touching stuff on my screen, I realize. And then make selections based on a segment. Now, what we're not quite sure is what's the best way for, like, how the summarizer works. Should it always compress a segment to a constant length or by a constant factor of time, or...? What would you think, sort of, if there's a certain degree of summarization, what should be the constant?
I suppose it should depend on the length of the segment.
So always like a radius, so it should always whatever reduce it to half.
I guess that would make more sense. Yeah.
Because an alternative view would be that.
Yeah, but perhaps more than half.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess that could be adapted.
Yeah.
An alternative view would be that you could sort of make it that it always is the same length. So if you like, if the whole meeting is selected, it compresses the whole meeting to 5 minutes. Then if one segment, one topic is selected, then it plays this whole topic in 5 minutes. But that sort of that gives people a bit less control over. So maybe we should do it instead that it you can just get
that. To be honest, it's something we can worry about. Yeah, I mean that's quite trivial to change. We've got a lot of other work to do.
Yeah. What's there to discuss for today, though? What's there to talk about for today?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk a bit about search.
Yeah, we need to get on that pretty shortly, I think.
Yeah, I'm looking to do most of that. We can end the search.
Okay, so I'll need to do some changes to the program manager to be able to handle.
Yeah, I think basically what I needed is just a list of words with an index to start with.
What kind of index?
I suppose it doesn't matter as long as they're unique and it can I can pass them back to you. You can use that
in a hash.
Should we abandon the whole notion of seeing the whole one whole group as one single thing and just work on it?
Certainly for now, yeah.
Certainly for now, probably for good, I think.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want, you just got there for one meeting, are you needing more at the moment?
Well, from the point of us developing it, it doesn't really make much difference.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have everything for the same meeting at the moment? Like, are you all working on the same meeting?
Yeah, I think we're using the first one.
Did anyone ever check if that's actually a good meeting, like, or terribly to others?
I think it segments quite well, unfortunately.
Okay.
you want to send the prototype and we should change the data on the select.
The problem with the first meeting is for that there is no a hotspot annotation for that. But I mean that's not a real problem.
Do you take it from my directory or do you have to put it in
Well, at the moment it's just an old file.
Yeah, but would you take it from my
probably
directory
be best
or
to make a copy
okay.
of it. I don't think I'm going to be able to do the speech tools through Java Native Interface because the documentation for them is horrific. It's really bad. But I think I just going to write out a script and do it with the system full.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't think it's worth wasting too much time on it.
No, it's not the main point. We get it. Missing.
Yeah, especially because I mean that's only done like once every time the selection changes, right? So even if you do an hourglass at that moment, then you know even if it pauses for 10 seconds, well that's tough.
I think it could take that long.
I think we should just make sure that if it takes quite some time that the clock doesn't start before whether the audio is proper and things sort of
so yeah, we just start everything after the summary's been created.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a wait for command for an external call to make sure that the external thing is finished because in general like that's sort of running parallel. I think. Yeah. I have some code for system calls like that handles the in and the output if you need something.
I don't think I need.
Okay.
Because I'll just dump out a temporary file.
I don't really know what to talk about. We have see there's 1 week after my dissertation, so before the presentation of the prototype, which I can work a lot on this, so that's good.
I think we should decide what we want it to actually look like in the end. Because are we going to have some kind of tree view to represent the meetings and stuff? Because if we're not, then we probably have to make a graphical display a bit more information.
Yeah, well, the graphical display will definitely have more information. If we're at the moment abandoning the concept of displaying the whole serious meetings, just because it's for us like more bureaucracy, more complexity, and it probably just won't give us any brownie points in the presentation. But do you think it will? I mean, do you think like?
I think it might. Well, because Steve laid quite a lot of weight on surfing through meetings, so we should at least provide an overview of different meetings of one group.
It's not too difficult to do it in sort of a hack kind of way.
Well,
we can just treat it all
as one meeting, yeah. Yeah, and then maybe have some basic information. Like if.
Like we'll just create like hard segments at the start and end of each meeting, like ones that are red instead of black or something like that.
Yeah, so just a little bit of additional information in the display that knows where meetings begin and over, and otherwise internally we treat it like so we have continuous IDs for the segments. Yeah, that works.
So other than we'll just create a hard boundary in between each one so you can see.
Yes, but apart from that we don't really do anything different.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite a cheap way to do it.
Yeah, I completely agree. So the only thing it would be that the display gets information about where they are and displays them as hard boundaries.
And what about the similarity measure for segments? Do we also present that in this window and do we do it across meetings? I think that was planned at the beginning, wasn't it?
Yeah, so initially I thought it was sort of more a search functionality that simply there's one button that says find similar segments.
Yeah.
And then in the same display where we display the search results from the search.
Okay, so it wouldn't be displayed in the
Well, I'm not so
display.
You think displaying like an information about similarity to the select like to a select meeting in to a select segment in the other segments?
No, I'm just coming back to our initial idea of presenting some, you know, all the similar segments in across meetings and separating by some.
No, I think that's, I really don't want to do that, to be honest. It would be nice, but like
it might be possible to do it in Summarizer.
Yeah, but it should appear as a continuous thing.
Yeah, it will still appear continuous on the display.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if it's worth much bother though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we do a similarity search and just like you say, find me similar segments and then sort of like you have a list and you click on one of them and then you go to that segment. I think that's quite useful, even without displaying them sort of discontinuously.
So how we can display the search results?
Well, I was thinking of just like really just a more or less just imagine those are search results, each of them sort of giving whatever. We should aim to get some names for segments, like just some extraction of something that we can call, and if it's just the single highest importance measure phrase of a segment, so that we have something to display for them. Like basically just a summarization down to one segment. And it would just be a list like this, and you click on one, and then
yeah.
You know, then the whole bureaucracy kicks in, like this gets the notification, this gets the notification.
Yeah.
And then we could sort of use the same thing for yours and mine, because yours would sort of give just the segment IDs,
mm-hmm.
and mine would give the start segment IDs.
Right.
So basically, this display would have information about a segment where something starts, maybe also something where something ends, like for mine, and some string that we pass to describe what it is.
Yeah.
Wait, your search, what would it return? Would it return just the specific, like it would go right to the utterance, right?
Yeah, I suppose my search would return the utterance, but if you're searching for a word, you need an index for the word in the utterance.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so in your case, like you would basically would probably say the utterance here, or at least some part
yeah,
of it.
You could probably select it, yeah.
Yeah, and in my case, it would say some name for the segment, and then you would just click on it, and then, like, the whole thing would kick in.
Yeah.
You click on it and the selection moves and the display goes to that part.
Okay, how advanced would you have our search? So definitely
really
we should restrict it. To
really basic, yeah.
I think we should be able to restrict it to specific speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that.
If,
but
yeah.
Nothing too fancy.
If you can pass me like the dialogue app where with the speaker.
Do we have them with the speaker at the moment?
Well, with the speaker ID.
Yeah, that should be enough, shouldn't it?
That,
did you
someone could create a file with speaker IDs and speaker names.
Oh, yeah,
just
I
random.
I have
done.
That file.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I did that as well.
Where is it? Is it in the group?
It's in the data. Yeah, group data. Speaker data or something.
Yeah, it's, the data manager should be quite well documented.
Yeah.
So you should be able to use that.
Great.
Search quite easily.
Yeah.
So what about
sorry, can I use that at the moment it's ready to get dialogue at so
from yeah on the dialogue app level. I've not got it really in the topic segments yet.
Yeah.
Just because that was a low priority.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get all the utterances.
Alright. Yeah, should maybe just get started here.
So what about a general layout like this that we have here, the dialog apps and there the player, and here we have the search button and the similarity thing button.
Hmm.
So
where
we
are we going to put the search results?
Good question.
If we move everything to the right a little bit, make a little bar on the left.
Yeah,
like search results in there.
I think we probably like we can leave those like iframes and just arrange them sort of.
Yeah. Like we'll basically we'll get something to print out the locations, so we'll
alternatively, we'll have like the whole thing running already when we do the presentation, and we just arrange it manually. You know?
It's quite easy to do though, so I think we probably should.
Apparently Microsoft sometimes, or like at least in the past demonstrations where they just exactly knew which 5% of the system were working. That's what we're gonna do as well.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever seen anything from the other group?
No. We should try running that thing again.
Yeah.
Just
now.
Or just delete all that code.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course you're great at it.
I just want to get print C messages in the background and standard output.
Yeah.
If anything, we build in a time bomb that only fails if the date is the date of the presentation. Yes, because we are nice people. This rate thing, do we have any direct control to that, or is that just directly controlling how fast it plays and sort of?
It doesn't seem to work very well. It's capable of slowing down the audio, but speeding up doesn't seem to work at all.
That's a pity because it looks like it's doing something.
You have to pause
did
it.
Did you overtake that code from the original?
Yeah, that's the clock component.
Yeah, but also speeding up the
oh, it's
audience.
All part of the same component that does that.
Do you think if we override that component, just override whatever the action to that slide bar is?
We'd have to look in that code and see what it actually does. This thing is really bizarre. It slows it down, but the speed up doesn't seem to work.
Yeah,
it's
a different constructor.
Yeah. Also, that grasp of algebra is terrible.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it shouldn't be minus two times, it should be half.
Right.
Because that'd be playing it backwards twice as quickly.
Yeah.
So something like their skipping, would it actually cooperate with our system at the moment? Would ours skip automatically forward?
It should do, you've probably gone past the end of the file.
Yeah, I realize.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe they've got the minus in the code as well, and then something is messed up.
I think it's just that it did do it, it's that point selection.
So do you think a preview for an overview of
I think the simple view that we get that you can just like pass things into and then check when they got clicked really.
Something that might be quite cool is if you could you know like some applications when you open a file you get like a little preview. If we could do something like that that displays like a 5-line summary. You're about to open the file or something like that.
Yeah, I suppose you can calculate them offline and just have a little thumbnail or something.
Yeah.
We couldn't the summarize, no, then we would have to open
the summarize is quite quick, it could probably get dynamically.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a bit pointless, but it would look good for the presentation.
Yeah, look pretty.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced you'd get any kind of good quality summary out of it.
In a sense, I mean, if we. So yeah, like. Probably that would be the same thing that you also display up here, because I really think that having like some, but that would probably even be shorter than 5 lines, like really just getting, I think getting 1 or 2 best utterances for each segment would be really worthwhile. For the search results, I probably think that instead of a simple summary, something that displays the utterance where the word was like, displays in a highlighted form where it was found.
Mm.
Another quite good thing might be, do you know how easy it is to apply tooltips to things? Because what would be quite cool is if on the search result, you could give it each one a tooltip that had the context, like the utterance before, the utterance itself, and the utterance after.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
So when you hover over.
Well, alternatively, you could always have sort of a third small component. Whatever, like if this was the search results, and then there's just like something else that's part downwritten when mouse goes over this one, it triggers that one to display it or something.
Right. Yeah, if we can get the tooltip, we should.
No, tooltip is, I think, a fairly
I
good.
I think it should be quite easy.
Yeah, especially with a preview, we'll be able to get tooltip fairly simply because it's just a property of it.
Yeah, that's what we're
doing. I've never seen tooltips displaying several lines and stuff because I wonder how good that will look, but we can try that.
It's quite common in like, some applications.
Really? So far, I'm using tooltips. But yeah, that should be fairly easy.
moving around the graphical display that also moves according to the.
Yeah, we will have, that's actually just gonna happen today, and we will have proper segments as well.
Is that quite easy to do, yeah, when moving cursor?
The thing I would like, I have to find out how to do it without redrawing the display each time, because the display at the moment does take, you see, like it takes a fraction of a second to display, but probably too much to update it, to completely repaint the whole thing every second, so at the moment I'm just, whenever it needs to be repainted, I'm not thinking about what to do, it's just repainting the thing as a whole. With a moving bar, that's not a good idea, but until I think of something better, what I'll just do is I'll probably not have a moving bar the whole length, but just some indicator somewhere, like whatever, just a triangle moving at the bottom for now or something. And then I can just like repaint a small area.
All you need to do is just one value, the height, it doesn't change in value, does it? So if you just remember the colour that it was last at, then you redraw a line behind it of that colour, then the.
Yeah, I have to find out the commands for like really just redrawing a small piece. So I have to just, there's examples for doing stuff like that, I just have to read up on it. But yeah, displaying the current position bar will be easy, provided that my whole calculations of like where we are in time here are correct. I mean, that's just something that isn't tested so far, but it should be. So the general concept, will you two just keep on working on improving the information density measure? So do you think there'll be a point where you say, well, that's it, we have an information density score, and we'll be looking for something else to do, or?
I'm pretty sure that I can always find something to improve there. So, I mean, if you need me to work on something else, I can try to finish my stuff early, but otherwise I can still keep working on it, improving it, I think.
But I'm actually, at the moment, I don't see how many people can work on the programming.
Right
anymore.
Now, we're looking much benefit.
Hmm?
Right now, we're looking much benefit.
No.
As soon as I've finished all the meetings, I think there's not that much to do unless I get some evaluation method. Well, that could be quite difficult. I would have to tag some part of it or something. Because if I can't evaluate, I can't do any better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I don't know how to do it.
So this is the component-based evaluation you're talking about.
Yeah, it's really
key. Well, I guess
that's a bit annoying, because like, it's my hope we could just kind of cobble something together and just say, look, it's great.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Just gonna do some sort of informal.
Yeah. I was a bit pissed off yesterday about that part, because it was sort of just like a decision we had taken to say, okay, we've been talking about evaluation in the first report, there's nothing new we can say about it this
yeah,
time. And that's what we said that in the meeting before we wrote the report. And then he came back with this whole criticism saying like, oh, you didn't say anything about evaluation, and then, yeah, well, you did it in the last report, we said we're not going to go, oh, but now I expected it in more detail.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
If that translates to 80%, like, if those actually translate to really like their percentage scores, then that would be good.
I think they do. That's the first 16%.
16?
Yeah.
I thought they were 30% each.
What?
I think of 10%.
10%.
Yeah.
They were 40% each, and this is how they became 60%?
I thought they were 30.
Okay. Oh, how much do you think they were?
I think it was 10%.
Yeah, 10%.
Not bad. But also, it just means that he's relatively lenient, because I mean, the reports were, I think, were good reports, but like, probably somebody else wouldn't have said they were excellent, so that's a good sign. It shows that he's not hell-bent on.
Yeah, I suppose you can see what in the work.
And then you'll see the final display, and you realize that he's not faith and he didn't.
Yeah, I think we randomly underestimated how long it takes to do the actual software engineering.
Yeah, the interface.
So the thing is, like for me personally, I think a lot of work will be done in the last minute, in this specific case. That's not a new statement in general, but like the week just before the presentation, I have most of the stuff that I am doing now, I'm rid of it, including the dissertation and Dill.
Yeah, same for me.
So we all have just been starting stuff then, because we're always starting the SNLP thing and the DM project.
Oh, no, probably not.
What are you doing for your DM project?
I'm going to do like an online museum archive. You get like a document for each exhibit.
There's, yeah, I kind of nicked the idea that he like that chord LA and then like on the guitar manager.
Oh, that'd be pretty fun.
Because it would be quite hard.
They would have to do like music notation and stuff.
Well, TAB doesn't usually have music notation, it's just pitch information.
Okay, that's nice. Nice.
Let's see how far we get anyway.
So, gentlemen, if you got something like this and like this for with your current data, would that help any? Look, I've been promising this for a week now, I realize I'm going to.
I don't know if it's it might be a help.
Because essentially at the moment, I mean, it's pretty much it should be a question of copying it over, right? It's just
we can easily add a command line parameter.
It's not essential, I think.
You can probably add an open file dialog box with minimum effort, because I think the ready-made component that returns the string for a file name.
It may even return a file name.
Or that, yeah. So we can do that today?
Probably. The thing is, I don't know, it doesn't really make sense to call a file open or anything like that, because it's more like an option to set a path.
Yeah, but why?
Because it reads everything just from one file.
Yeah, no, sure. It would not necessarily need to be a part of the final thing, but why don't we just provide some means, even if it does it automatically in the beginning as a startup option, just to ask for a file name. Then we can just publish a script that you just run and then this whole thing starts. You know what happened to me today? Like, I forgot what the. Well, I'm not sure if we had the problem before. Finding the Java media, the Java X media stuff.
Oh,
the
yeah, that
did
happen once before.
Yeah, I was like suddenly panicking and then I realized, God, it should probably be fairly straightforward to get it going here. And then I got. Yeah, so if we do a work which automatically opens up a file open box, you're automatically producing the right format with this, with just per utterance.
I print the utterance and the idea of the utterance and
So would it be easy slash difficult slash impossible, like at the moment you can skip to a treating a whole series as one thing, so like creating one file for the whole series that gives the ideas from top to bottom.
Or even just the entire corpus. That's what I always find.
But the entire corpus?
Too much difference. If I just take a file on where one meeting is in, concatenate all those, it shouldn't be too much.
It's easy to.
Yeah. Where do you think you can produce something like that? I think we should go for one group, not for the whole corpus.
I think it makes more sense to go for the whole corpus because the IDs have gaps and stuff in them otherwise, and it means you have to read through the list of references when you're compiling all the data over and over and over and over again.
So you want the dialect members to be continuous throughout the corpus, so that second meeting begins with 300 or something.
No, but Dave, that's what I was thinking about. Like the second meeting should continue to the first one stop, and for one group, that's true because it's sort of like their meetings, like their one meeting.
The main data that's just unique numbers throughout the entire corpus. Well, at the moment, from the dump file, it's just got the unique numbers throughout the entire corpus.
The utterances. Okay, and that's.
And it makes more sense to do that anyway because that means you've got more flexibility with how you want to group them. And one thing you really don't want is ever to have differences that could potentially have the same ID.
But it just doesn't make sense in the logic why sort of like until here it's the meeting about this thing and then it's that thing and then it's this like.
Yeah, but that's the point of the data manager, right, is to manage all that.
Couldn't we just take the name each dialect act meeting dot
dialect act number? Yeah, it's possible. It's not really much point, because at the moment it's got quite a nice property that the dialogue act number also coincides with the array index number in the array of dialogue acts.
Well,
which is quite nice.
Maybe we're talking like, so your data manager, would that then handle the whole thing? Would that handle it that this would only, like the display would only display one group?
You could choose whatever you wanted.
Yeah, so if, I mean, I don't mind where it's done, so if the data manager filters it out and like, I just think that in the logic of the program it's much easier to justify why we say we treat a series of meetings as one single thing rather than.
You may not be interested in the same series each time. You might want to display all meetings that had a particular phrase mentioned, say, and those might not be the ones that we enumerated as one meeting, in which case you're going to have conflicting IDs and things like that. Whereas if you do it in a data manager, you can control any logic like that programmatically rather than doing it by hand and setting it in stone for all time.
I would find logical reasons for why you can just say.
Well, it's just good practice. Like, it separates the data from the program logic. What you're talking about doing is embedding some of the program logic in the data.
But I see this two completely like I see each group is completely separate.
Yeah, but that's
data,
a decision we're forcing on the user when we don't have to.
Okay. But would it still like would we still in the logic of it still have continuous IDs if we say we take just one meeting? Like would the display for example still be able to just say I want from whatever from the first until the last and everything in between sort of and the data manager would then display that just for that meeting.
Why not?
Okay, well if that's possible, yeah.
Have you currently got continuous IDs for it on
for topics, I just got one meeting so far.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea was it would be continuous.
I think everything should be like that, continuous and chronological.
Okay.
Is that what you've got? Because different meeting series overlap.
For example, as there are not F0 values for every speaker, sometimes
not
for every meeting, how will I count them? I mean,
if there's no value, I guess you have to put 0 in.
Okay, at the moment I don't even generate any document for those.
Yeah.
But because.
Well, it might be more sensible to assign an average value.
It would be better for the importance measure if that just wouldn't be part of it then.
Well, we'd only use F0 when it was present, wouldn't we?
Hmm?
Well, we want to use F0 when it's present.
Yeah, but where is that? So you'd also say that it shouldn't be part of the importance measure if there's no F0.
Yeah.
I don't know how we're going to do the fusing of the different importance measures anyway, if that's done in the program or if that's done offline.
I think it's done in the program.
Yeah.
Because program
in the
software is
really the ideal place to do that.
Does anyone have a good idea, like at the moment you play around with it, what's a good way of displaying two types of information in the color display? I mean, there's probably logical ways, like if one is the darkness and the other is the redness or something. Has anyone ever experimented with sort of displaying two-dimensional information in color? Because then you could do adjustments and wearers probably in the same scale.
You could use red, green, and blue to display up to three. three.
Yeah.
But do we really want to display them separately because
For
you
now.
have one
No, for now.
for us.
Yeah. For us.
Might be interesting to hear the just the word importance.
Yeah, but then the user would have to know about what
Yeah, I think
was what and what contributed to the blue script and what contributed
should
to the red ones.
Assume
I
a
think
non-linguistic
that would
user.
be a good idea.
But I think probably for us, like developing it, it would be interesting. Yeah, so I'll try the red green blue. What does anyone know about this hue and saturation thing? Like, what that? No, nobody so much color.
I don't know how to do Java.
Oh, it's not a problem of doing it. Like, I think
the trouble is that hue isn't a very sensible scale. Like, it comes up to like red 2 or 3 times and stuff like that.
I guess I'll just take a look at the Photoshop color cube or whatever it is, given color cube. Look at.
Or you could just split it into two blocks, I suppose, for now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we'll produce a version of this which opens up with a dialog box where you can select a file. And then you'll get this type of display with that file. That's at the moment. So are we still talking about using that one meeting that everyone is using now? Are we talking about swapping?
No, there's no reason why you can't swap meetings at the moment. If the data's there for it.
So everyone should produce stuff for the whole corpus now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sensible way to do it.
Okay. We need the explicit information about each meeting and like sort of from which utterance to which utterance it goes and stuff.
Yeah, that's well, it's not reading that in yet, but that will be part of the data manager as well.
Is
like
anyone
access class is all defined.
Is anyone providing that at the moment?
It's in your file, isn't it? Because each utterance has got an ID associated with it.
Okay.
Okay, can we write one program that calculates all the for all our different contributions to the importance measure the absolute dialect numbers for the meeting? Because at the moment we all produce the numbers for each meeting separately.
Well,
so just keep just enumerate it from the next number.
Yeah, but we should all use the same program, I think. Prevent us from having too much mistakes in it. Or at least mistakes would be consistent.
Yeah, it should be consistent.
Sure, but as I might just don't understand much about how difficult it is to do different things.
I can do like in reading different importance measures and
as long as as long as everything's in the right order, it shouldn't, like, we should even be able to just ID it when we're reading it in.
Well, we have got the index for converting from various IDs to yours, so it shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, it should be easy to do.
Yeah, I've done that for the correlation as well, so that's what that was quite easy to do. Have you got that for? No, it's just for one meeting at the moment.
Yeah, I've got the indexes for all the meetings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we email out a script on how to like load it. So yours would always be loaded in guess, like you, there would only be one version of your data, and you could just overwrite the version if you want. But you wouldn't have a file open dialog box for that then.
No, I think so.
Well, that's what I meant to say, is that the point of having it as file open, so we are opening those files all the time. It's more sensible to have it as an option.
Well, what would the option be?
I just so you can configure the location of all the files as an option. But when it starts up, it should just read them from the default place.
Okay, but like, so make it an option which one it displays or which one it uses for the summarization, or?
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, so that both Jasmine and Guerra could see their data working.
Oh, of course, there's no reason why we can't make a development version that displays both, has two utterance windows and two graphical displays. I mean, obviously, they'd have to pick which one to sync the clock to.
Is that not getting too much?
To add another dialog app window is really easy.
So we would have like each of those components for Jasmine and Vera.
Oh, I'd say if you could make a change to your thing so it could display like it in two halves, like the top half,
yeah,
one, the bottom half the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe three actually. Maybe top half one, bottom half the other, and the third one an average that we can change the parameters for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, I could easily make it throw up three different dialog patterns.
Would that not require three clocks and
no, I just have two of them not synced up.
But that also
just for evaluating the data.
Okay, because the dialog, the display also gets the information about like the relative and the absolute time, so that would be convenient if there's just one of that, because otherwise it's getting messy.
Oh, yes.
So why don't we just make a swap? Why don't we make a switch instead? Like,
oh no, no, it's still good because oh no, it isn't.
I don't want to be like
yeah,
three,
no,
like
no,
three
no.
internal time scales, so it's just getting
yeah.
messy. Well, I guess really, I mean, like, alternatively, why don't we go for the simplest thing, just create three scripts, or two
yeah,
scripts,
so.
Which load a parameter, command line parameter, which is which file to load, and then it's just that.
No, hold on, it wouldn't need three internal time scales, because only one syncs the clock,
okay.
And the others are all absolute real time, aren't they? That's what's displayed on that, the bar, it's real time, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they would all be the same time scale.
Okay, would the others? We just have three summarizers and then they all sync up with one clock.
No, no, only one of them syncs.
Okay, the other one is just a static dialog app as well.
Because it doesn't really matter that they sync up for the purpose of evaluating.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay. Yeah, so we have three color displays, like three. Or
yeah. I mean, not in the final version, but.
No, no, sure. Or maybe to start with just. Two, like without even combining them in a specific way, just
yeah,
just two, yeah. Okay, shall we wrap that up? So sorry, I'm imposing.
How easy would it be to make it so you can add arbitrary numbers of them? Do you think?
You mean discontinuous?
No, like different measures to the display.
If I have to do it flexibly, then I probably, then it will not be significantly more difficult. But is it worth any effort though?
Well, that's the thing, it was going to take more than like an hour or something, it's not worth it.
So we'll never have more than two, and we'll never have, well, you either have one or two, so in the end. Because you don't have different versions of, well, I guess you probably would.
Mm-hmm.
But then also we have to find more sophisticated ways of loading it.
That's
a thing that's growing. So that might.
That's easy because one can take any number of parameters.
Yeah, but that would, so we'd have to have some dialog box broken and stuff. It might be, it might take half an hour and then just play in the morning.
Mine, I need to make a minor addition to the data to manage it and the summarizer, but it's more or less ready to go.
But it might, I think it might not really be worth it, to be honest. Let's work on the other stuff first, like some of the other stuff, and just provide like something where each of them, just if there's a JavaScript script and a Rails script, and they each can load their stuff and see their data in the thing. They each can see it summarized by their data, and the other one is the static one. That should be fairly easy to do, right? If I just double the display, you make a like non-synced up second dialog X. And then they can fine tune their measures. I think it would be cool if we could check the night clock code or whatever code it is for this component and see if we can access those rate things and do something useful with them and get notified when they change and stuff.
We could just make that rate be something completely different. Just disconnect it from whatever it's doing.
Yeah, I
and
think
then have that somewhere for the zombie or something like
Yeah,
that.
I think that's what we should do. So I think it's probably an easy task to read that rate, but it's probably more difficult to get an event automatically when it's changed. So that's why we might have to extend night clock and like override the function that reacted to that. Like the rate is probably a property, which in the worst case we have to set public. But if we want to react to it being changed automatically, we might have to.
But it doesn't react to it being changed automatically. It only reacts when you press play.
So they have.
So you have to stop it and start it to make an event.
Okay. Yeah, so it shouldn't, like, even if we have to extend night clock, then it should just be a matter of changing one single method in it.
Yeah, we just disconnect it from whatever it sends the media player and connect it up to our summarizers or its different length summarizers. Because, like, we could make that not even have, like, a real sort of meaning, just put, like, max and min, and the user can just, like, say, without actually telling them what it actually means.
We could justify all sorts of stuff like that by in the presentation by saying we deliberately try to keep any complexity and numbers and stuff away from people. I think that's sort of a line we should go by in general, sort of saying, yeah, we could
we
have
should
done
certainly take away the labels and say -4 times as well. That's incredibly unintuitive.
We don't want to confuse people. We give people something simple and colorful where something is moving and where they don't have to deal with any numbers or text or anything like that for that matter. In fact, that's why we've given you a picture of a dog sitting in a field instead of a meeting browser. It is nice and it calms people down.
So what kind of change will you
place in
summarization? Because if we find you according to them and it's not finished,
I won't make any huge changes. Like you always have the ability to read the original ones, but it might be quite cool to have a combined measure. Like just a weighted average. It's probably the most sensible way to go by it, possibly threshold.
So at the moment you have got a threshold and anything that's above it is displayed or
no, it just takes the top like 20 or 50.
Yeah, so it's some kind of threshold that is
Shall we meet in an hour or so? We're probably going to eat something.
Well, I was going to go to the gym about 3.
Okay, yeah, I was planning the same, but we won't get so much done before 3, that's the thing.
Well, to be honest, like, it's much quicker for me to get stuff done on my own. It made more sense for us to divide up, spend a couple of hours dividing up tasks and then do them separately.
Okay, listen, so why don't we meet after 3 then? Because then I can, like, until 3, make sure that I have all this.
So I'll be after 4, because I'm going to go at 3.
Yeah, sure, yeah. So we can meet at 5, and I have the display code ready by then, which does the stuff like having a bar where the position is and stuff.
Okay.
And
so meet, say, 5 to 7, that should be enough time. Because, yeah, it's much quicker if you're both working separately, I think. Because when we've been working together, like, I've just not got a lot done.
Yeah, that's true.
And like when I go home, I'll spend like the same amount of time getting loads done.
Yeah, so we can meet in 5 in Apple, 5 in Apple Tower and just work on some. So I'll have my I'll make sure that my display has all the stuff we can talk about until then. And then we put those things together.
Yeah, I'll be working on the structure and it's ready to
see the
start
as well.
Yeah, it means we'll come and you can show me with the manager what
it's like. It's all Java docs. The
yeah.
only class that's not Java docs is a program manager. Is that currently quite hard?
But I mean like we should discuss together which like how the search interacts with the rest. So that's not something that Colin should
if you want. If it's useful, I can have each utterance store a list of its words. And you could also hash those words, which isn't quite what you need because you still want to be able to.
When would you have that? Because with each utterance a list of words.
Oh, I have that anyway, but it's in the log, so I just could dump it into a file.
It's quite easy, you would just run a tokenizer over the string. And it's about four lines of code.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know if we could just keep the dialogue out. It's what we're about. I don't suppose we'll discuss it later.
Yeah.
So, if you have these plates where there's just direct X and a string of words.
Well,
yeah.
At the moment it's just a string. If it's text, one string,
mm-hmm.
it'd be trivial to split it up into
yeah,
two
sure.
strings.
Where do you
get it? It's in Java. Like that's it's modeled like it's an utterance class. It's just a list of utterances.
Mm-hmm.
Which format would you like to have it?
I'm just taking, you know, a direct X number and then string of words.
Can we not
you can
give
get
us
from Colin's file?
Yeah.
Colin's got that anyway. His
mm-hmm.
file.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because that's what I'm reading.
Okay,
yeah.